They both pounce on me. I cannot fight back because the dead rat is in my way. Saltar and Leda throw the blankets over me. I am bundled up and they punch and kick at the blankets until I go still. But I am half conscious. Now they have taken me on deck. I can see through a rip in the blanket that my father and Captain Ash are tied to the bell. They must have fought hard because they are both covered with cuts and bruises. The crew are all lying about, dead, wounded or tied up. Saltar is saying something to Leda about feeding the fishes. Now they are... Oh, no! No, please! No!
Note by Brother Hubert.
Here the mouse maid became very upset, thrashing about until Mother Melus held her down and Simeon the herbalist administered more of his potion. The mouse maid lay calm for a while, then started to speak again. I record her words as best as I can.
Cold winter. Hungry. Cold. Oh, so cold. My father is ill. I have seen him once, when he was brought up to talk with Gabool the Wild. He will not build a bell tower for Gabool to hang the great bell in. Gabool is very angry. He sends my father away, back to the cells where he must stay locked up until he agrees to build a bell tower. A rat named Greypatch says that I should be used to make my father obey. But Gabool says that he is king of Terramore Isle. He alone gives the orders. If hunger, cold and illness do not bend my father to his will, then he might use me to force him. But that is his decision and not Greypatch's. I do not think Greypatch likes Gabool. I hate him. Gabool the Wild is the cruelest of all sea rats. He is a fearsome sight. Strange wild eyes, golden green stone studded teeth and a long straggly beard. Every beast on Terramort fears him. Gabool calls me Skiv. He makes me serve all his meals. If I am lucky, he throws me the scraps from his plate. Other times, when he is in a cruel mood, he will say, "Are you thirsty, Skiv?" Then he pours wine on the floor and makes me lick it up. Many times I have tried to escape, but there are too many guards. I am brought back and beaten. Gabool has threatened to kill my father if I try running away once more. But there must be a way. I've got to find a way.
Note by Brother Hubert.
Here the mouse maid started weeping and grinding her teeth. Simeon said it was pure rage at her helpless position. He soothed her with a drop more of potion. She is resting now and beginning to relate another incident. I wish she would speak more slowly, as I am unaccustomed to recording in this speedy manner.
I am serving at table, laying Gabool's food out. He likes roasted seabird and strong wine. Gabool is in a very bad temper, and I know the reason. Our ship Periwinkle was renamed Crabclaw by Gabool. He made a rat named Skullgore captain of it. But on the first day he sailed it from Terramort, he was driven back onto the rocks by a sudden squall. The ship was hulled and lost its rudder. Gabool has got Skullgore in front of him now, and he is insulting him, goading him to fight, I think, though Gabool is unarmed. Gabool says, "Skullgore, a dead frog would be better captain than you. You are a blunderer and a fool. You let that ship run onto the rocks because you did not want to put to sea, you yellow-livered coward." Skullgore draws his sword. He is shouting, "King or no king, no beast calls Skullgar a coward. Go and get your sword, Gabool. We'll see who's the coward then." Gabool reaches for a hidden sword he has stowed beneath the table. He draws it and makes a leap, surprising Skullgore. I am passing, laden with dishes, and I bump straight into Gabool by accident. Like a flash, Skullgar is on him, but Gabool shouts out and a rat named Gartail stabs Skullgar in the back with a dagger. Gabool jumps up and finishes Skullgar off. Then he turns on me, yelling, "You've collected your last plate, Skiv. I saw your little game, trying to get me killed by Skullgar, eh? Then go and join him at Hellgates."